Proclamation number 5978 of 16th of June, 1954. Write instruction. Write will. Love commandment. My commandment of love is the first and most important. But it is only an indication of what you should do, for you are free and therefore not forced to fulfill this commandment of mine. You must do everything voluntarily if it is to be of value for your soul. And likewise, all bad deeds are also to be counted as sin if you carry them out voluntarily, for only your will is ever valued. Your will and the attitude of your heart is the only decisive factor, and therefore your thinking must first be trained. You must be instructed such that the right will results from it. Now the will can be led astray through wrong instruction, but the will can also consciously behave against better knowledge. And the latter is sin. For right instructions always aim at love, and acting against love is sin. And even the misguided person has a silent admonisher and warner within himself who nevertheless points his will in the right direction, which again corresponds to my commandment of love. Therefore he too cannot be absolved from the offense against love, from sin. As soon as he rebels against the silent admonisher within himself, as soon as he does not listen to him, for the will in every human being can be right or wrongly directed, otherwise it would not be free. And the commandment of love is always the standard for the direction of the will, i.e., the fulfillment of it is also the right decision of the will, because love alone results in a life and divine order. And therefore no human being can become blissfully happy without love. Which is why I call this commandment the first and most important commandment, which should determine all your actions and thoughts if you are serious about attaining eternal beatitude. Nothing else can bring you the same success, nothing else can replace love. And whether you exhaust yourselves in actions of all kinds which only ever remain symbols for what I demand, love for me and for your neighbor. All symbols are futile if they are not accompanied by deepest unselfish love. And all symbols are recognized as futile if love is anchored in the human being's heart. This is why I only ever taught love on earth. This is why I exemplified a life of love to people. This is why I gave them an example for a right earthly way of life. I was gentle, peaceable, extremely patient, full of humility, full of mercy, long-suffering and just. I practiced love and also proved success to people so that they should strive for the same. So that they should follow me to reach a glorious aim, eternal life and light and strength and glory. And therefore only love shall ever be preached on earth, my teaching of love shall be proclaimed with zeal, because it alone is the path of ascent, because anyone who walks in love is also my rightful follower and is also my true follower, and because only love redeems you and sets you free from sin and death. Amen.